Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Tuesday, November 24th, 2020.
Bitcoin is up to 18,888, up 3%, although it was over 19,000 for most of the day. It was 19,300 for most of the day. We're recording late, so it's down. ETH is down under the 600 mark, down 2.5% to 592. Dash is way up to 110, up almost 10%. And Bitcoin Cash took a small drawback to 339. Otherwise, pretty mixed day, but pretty fun on the markets.
All righty. Well, thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does DeFi investment monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, in an industry first, after the Pickle hack, one of the DeFi insurance protocols will be paying out. Pat, give us a rundown.
Yeah, this is really cool. There's a protocol out there called Cover, which allows you to buy coverage tokens as sort of an insurance protocol or insurance layer on top of your DeFi investments. So you can give them money, they'll give you back a token, and in the instance of a hack, then you can redeem that token for the full value of what you were basically insuring. So it's where it ended up is about 282,000 DAI worth of Pickle had been insured in this way. The cool thing about this is the contract itself, the way the whole scheme works is that people have to vote. So you when you buy into the insurance program, you get governance tokens. When there's a hack, the hack basically gets proposed, like the payout gets proposed into the scheme, into the smart contract, and then people with governance tokens vote on whether or not they should get covered. And in this case, the vote was resoundingly 99% voted to cover it. So this is a first. It's two things, right? It is a really interesting experiment in community insurance. I've never seen a program like this, but I have to imagine early on insurance programs when they were more localized. Like when you had, in the 1800s and when you had some sort of insurance, people probably would put, like a community insurance program, people probably would do some sort of vote to actually decide whether to allocate the funds, release the funds. So this is kind of, it's a cool experiment in social governance. It's a cool experiment in insurance for DeFi, because hacks like this are going to keep on happening. And it's generally just kind of, it's cool. Something interesting happening in the industry. You got to imagine that this would be, because this is the first time, everyone was probably more willing to sort of vote yes and let everything go. Because I mean, it is essentially it's the insurance pool's money that's going out. You only have a certain amount of funds that will be able to get repaid or insurance payouts you'll be able to do over the course of several years. That's just the way insurance works. And so you could imagine that if there was the first one will pass because it's kind of novel and everyone's interested. As it actually gets more and more complex in the hacks, it's like when you get into like some questions where is it a hack or was it a flash loan or an arbitrage attack, whatever, you can certainly imagine these getting more contentious and not actually passing in the future. But first one passed, and we'll keep an eye on it, see how it goes over the next, over time.
Alrighty. Well, yesterday, people think XRP crashed Coinbase, confirming in some people's minds the bull run.
Yeah, what they say is that, a real crypto bull run doesn't start until both Kraken and Coinbase have crashed during selling periods or buying periods. So that's it. Yesterday there was about 2 hours where things were, it wasn't a full outage. It was just slow to settle, slow to post trades onto Coinbase, and they think it was the XRP, which would make sense. I mean, XRP is down about 10% today, but it's still above 60 cents, which is crazy. I mean, it was a 20 cents not but 2 days ago. And this is, you can imagine there's a lot of people that have been seeing XRP for a long time. Like XRP started, I think at one point it's been as high as 250, maybe even higher. And then it just sort of took this long, slow slide as people just don't really like XRP as a company and the way they pre-mined. And there's a lot of issues with XRP. And so it took a huge huge bounce in the last couple of days. So yeah, that's as good a thing as any. But everything was breaking Coinbase. I mean, people trading volume is absolutely insane. So everyone was going after Coinbase.
All right. Next. Okay. X Exchange says crypto withdrawals will restart on Friday, November 27th. Coming up.
We'll see.
All right. Next, Yearn Finance founder Andre Kronja introduces a new DeFi protocol, which is being called DeraSwap.
Yeah, this is a new protocol. He's trying to combine a bunch of different, you know, right now, the DeFi is a relatively fragmented market. Like you go to Maker if you want to if you want to borrow money, you go to Uniswap for exchange work, you go to, or liquidity providing, you go to synthetics for options type plays or like default swaps kind of things. And so the way this has been pitched, there's not a lot of details yet and the code has not been released. It seems like, and I will give him credit for this, it seems like he has stopped the habit of publishing projects from his normal, straight to the production chain, to the mainnet from his normal normal wallet. And he actually went and got this audited first because the last major project he did that didn't really ever launch was hacked almost immediately because it had a bug in it. Long story short, it's good to you know, take some time to get your code right on this stuff. So Kronge, this is cool. It's, you know, as more comes out, we'll keep our eye on it. But we want to let you guys know because obviously everyone who listens to DeFi Daily is super excited about DeFi. This is obviously Andre Kronge, the guy who started Yearn Finance. So everyone follows what he does. So keep your eye out for DeraSwap. And if you want to get in early, keep your eye out for when that actually goes live.
Great. So the total value locked in DeFi has grown to more than $14 billion, driven up by the rising crypto prices. But the number of ETH locked in DeFi is actually falling.
Yeah, so people are putting more money. There's a couple pieces here, right, that we should look at. One is this is a bad... I like this metric, but I don't love this metric. So the TVL locked into DeFi, when you look at it based off of USD, will fluctuate greatly based on prices. So because over the last few days, Bitcoin and Ethereum have both gone on a tear, then of course, with this literally no one doing anything, no one sending anything to liquidity pools or doing anything at all, the TVL will go up. Like that's purely based on how they measure this metric. I would rather look at metrics like, you know, wrapped BTC, wrapped ETH in contracts and smart contracts, DeFi contracts, and use that as sort of the primary metric. And I think we'll gradually move towards that because basically this is a proxy of a interesting metric. Like, and this is a proxy that's based on price, which everyone already watches price. So we don't need a secondary metric that's just looking at price. That's essentially what TVL is, you know, when you kind of think about it. So anyways, that's a long story short, say that this is very much related to the upswing in price on these assets. However, there is sort of this interesting thing. It's the actual amount of ETH that is held in the various smart contract pools is down. And a big part of that is that it took, you know, for the ETH 2.0 smart contract to get kicked off, what you had to do is you had to basically stake 32 ETH per validator. And you had companies and people like, I think Vitalik did $1.8 million worth of ETH. So tons of validators. But there was something like 580,000 ETH had to get deposited to the smart contract for Ethereum 2.0 to kick off. Everyone in DeFi really wants Ethereum 2.0 to kick off because it's going to usher in lower fees and faster transactions and, you know, sharding over time for faster transactions with lower fees. So we're all excited about that. So you saw a huge amount of money leave DeFi and move over to Ethereum 2.0. The yields on ETH 2.0 right now are going to be around 10%, and that'll go down over time as more validators are added. But it should be about 10% for the next few months is I think what everyone's kind of banking on. So this is super interesting. But yeah, there's been an outflow of funds from DeFi over to Ethereum 2.0 validation.
All right. And that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily. We're probably going to take the next couple of days off to celebrate Thanksgiving.
But we'll be back. If anything crazy happens, like Bitcoin hitting 20,000, we'll jump back on for an emergency pod. So keep an eye on it. But we're taking some time off.
So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right. Take it easy.